we're in a lot of trouble.
The New World Order.
Hey everybody, Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. So the Ukrainian war escalates, bringing us one step closer to Armageddon. The doomsday clock says so. Also, the Ukrainian war is officially a NATO war as Germany and the U.S. prepare to send battle tanks to fight Russia. World War III begins now. Also, intelligence operative and pedophile Madam Ghislaine Maxwell says from jail that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, giving credence to the fact that Epstein was not murdered and was spirited away from jail under the pretense of his demise. So no matter what you believe, he certainly didn't kill himself. So I'll be covering these topics and more coming up right now. So from Yahoo News, I guess this is from AFP, the doomsday clock moves closest ever to midnight. Top scientists and security experts move the doomsday clock forward on Tuesday to just 90 seconds to midnight, signaling increased risk to humanity's survival from nuclear shadow over the Ukraine conflict and glowing climate crisis. So, I don't know what climate crisis has to do with doomsday. So meeting humanity's doom in a day, doomsday, would never happen under a climate crisis, whether man-made, anthropogenic or not. If it was indeed a climate crisis, it would be a slow burn and humanity would slowly die, not doomsday. So I don't know why AFP has to run the climate crisis here. So the new timing of the clock set by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists is closer to midnight than ever before. The hands of the clock, which the bulletin describes as a metaphor for how close humanity is to self-annihilation, has been at 100 seconds to midnight since January 2020, the closest to midnight it had ever been in history. Well, according to the Daily Beast, Putin lackeys lose their minds over Ukraine getting battle tanks. How about people losing their minds getting closer to midnight on the doomsday clock? So the Daily Beast reports it didn't take long for Russian officials to start foaming at the mouth and ranting about global conspiracies after Germany agreed to deliver its Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine on Wednesday. So the Daily Beast reports that the country would provide 88 of the battle tanks to Ukraine, although other sources are reporting 14. The Biden administration also expected to announce to send 30 M1 Abrams tanks to the country. The Wall Street Journal reports Germany to send tanks to Ukraine with U.S. set to follow. Berlin says it and its allies will quickly provide two battalions of Leopard tanks for Ukraine. So Germany said it will send 14 of its modern Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine as part of a coordinated push with the U.S. and other allies. So maybe 88 altogether with allies, but Germany will send 14. The Daily Mail reports this extremely dangerous decision takes the conflict to a new level. Furious Russia vows Western vehicles will burn as Germany confirms it will give tanks to Ukraine, prompting Putin's TV puppets to call to for a nuke strike on Berlin. This is not surprising. Russia today warned that Germany's decision to send dozens of modern battle tanks to Ukraine is extremely dangerous and will take the conflict to a new level. Indeed, it does. Hence the doomsday clock. The Washington Post reports the U.S. will give Ukraine advanced M1 battle tanks. The Biden administration has decided to provide M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, overriding previous concerns that the heavy battle tanks, the world's most powerful, are too logistically burdensome for Kiev's forces. Indeed, they're a very sophisticated weapon system. They take lots of training and a sophisticated operators to operate them. And they need sophisticated maintenance, which is a whole opening up a whole can of worms. So will the U.S. send support groups to train and assist in the maintenance? and why this is all a concern. NBC News reports senior Ukrainian officials ousted in corruption crackdown. Zelensky had promised personnel changes after corruption was alleged way back when Russia attacked. The deputy head of Ukraine's presidential office quit today after Ukrainian President Zelensky pledged to launch a staff shakeup amid high-level corruption allegations. Why is that surprising? Also, the defense minister Vladislav Shapovalov also resigned amid media reports alleging his departure was linked to a scandal involving the purchase of food for Ukrainian armed forces. So corruption is existing, or they wouldn't have to get rid of these people. So as I said, often Ukraine is notoriously corrupt, and if we are not auditing the $100 billion of military and other assistance the U.S. is providing with U.S. tax dollars, this is just ridiculously stupid. Not only is it escalating the risk of nuclear conflict, it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. But we all know this is a money laundering, corrupt circle jerk where the money goes to Ukraine. It's funneled through FTX, or it was given back to the Democratic proponents of this war in campaign financing, et cetera, et cetera. The reason that Ukraine was targeted was specifically for its corruption, and that arms systems, if they instigated a proxy war with Russia, it would easily be a way to funnel money into Ukraine and then have it laundered there and sent back to the proponents of the conflict. So moving on to the other story here, from The Guardian, Ghislaine Maxwell wishes she never met Jeffrey Epstein, even though they were best buddies, she tells a TV interviewer. But this is from Talk TV, where they interviewed her from jail, and they describe her as the disgraced British socialite, Ghislaine Maxwell. Wish she had never met Jeffrey Epstein. But the most... The most despicable thing that The Guardian reports here is that she also propounded the unfounded conspiracy theory that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, even though they don't report the 2 weeks before his death that he was strangled by his cellmate in jail. He was put in a cell with a convicted triple homicide murderer, and that he was strangled there. And then 2 weeks after that, although he was in his cell alone, he was apparently hung himself, even though the ligature marks didn't match a bed sheet. It looked like it was a cord. And there was the renowned pathologist William Biden even testified to the fact that his injuries were consistent that of strangulation, the broken bones in the neck, and the what happens to your eyes when you're strangulated versus when you hang yourself, you literally break your neck. You don't strangle yourself when you hang yourself. And that it was very unlikely that there were no pictures of the body when it was discovered, as should be. So we don't know how the body was with the hanging of the neck with a bed sheet on a bed frame. It doesn't make any sense. Not to mention that the cameras mysteriously weren't working and the guards fell asleep and all this other bullshit. So the theory still is there that he could have been spirited away and is living in South America somewhere. And the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell says that he was murdered leads me to believe that he wasn't, but he certainly didn't kill himself. So the statement still stands. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, whether he's murdered or whether he was, is somewhere else. That is yet to be seen. I doubt somebody as influential of him was murdered, but he either was murdered or escaped with the help of other people. That theory is out there. So from CNBC, robots are treated better. Amazon warehouse workers stage first strike ever in the UK. They are treated better. The oligarchs prefer robots. And that's why we're moving into where we are. Once AI is there, so now we have AI. Once we have 5G, the robots can communicate with each other. So there's no need for humans because the AI can be creative and the AI can write and think. although they claim it's not sentient. Everybody, you know, we were all warned that AI is going to be dangerous for humanity. I'm surprised that the bulletin didn't take that into account in the doomsday clock. They didn't take into account AI combined with the war in Ukraine. Instead, they put in climate change, which doesn't really match up with doomsday. So AI, robots, nuclear war, you know, it's a Terminator scenario. From the Kansas City Star, Josh Hawley wants to ban TikTok nationwide. Missouri senator will introduce legislation. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Missouri Republican, said Tuesday he will introduce a bill to ban the app TikTok in the United States. TikTok is China's backdoor into American lives. Hawley said it threatens our children's privacy as well as their mental health. Last month, Congress banned it on all government devices. As I often say, I think a PSA campaign, funding for PSA, might be a little bit better. If you convince people that Chinese espionage is endemic in the United States, they've completely infiltrated the country, and so people should be wary. Businesses, citizens should be wary of Chinese espionage, and then you put TikTok in there. I think that might be better than trying to ban it, because you're not going to get the support to ban it probably, and that people won't go along with the ban. They'll just get the app another way. But I think certainly an educational campaign would do good with or without this bill to ban it. So the last article here from the New York Post, classified records found at Mike Pence's Indiana home just month after he denied having any. This is the Uniparty protecting itself. We all know, or at least some of us know, that it looks like the Biden document leak was done by somebody, probably knowing or not knowing the how deep the rabbit hole goes. So the Biden documents might have been leaked, the fact that he had some, for a variety of reasons, to end his presidential bid or to help Trump, to what have you. But they're certainly doing damage control now, because the rabbit hole leads to Chinese espionage. And so now you have Mike Pence saying, no, you see, I'm a vice president and I took documents home and I know it was bad, but everybody does it. And so you get buried in documents here, documents there. Look, there are documents in the garage, there are documents here. It's all over. It's not a big deal. But what they're doing is they're trying to confound and conflate the fact that the rabbit hole leads to espionage in the case of Joe Biden, not in the case of Donald Trump, because those documents were secured. He has security, he has visitor logs. The Chinese didn't have access to Mar-a-Lago like they did to the garage at Joe Biden or the office at the Biden Penn Center. So that's my take on that. You know, I think that they're engaged. The Bidens are engaged in Chinese espionage, as the Clintons were, and I think the Democratic Party as a whole has been infiltrated by the communist Chinese. And they're thinking that what they do isn't that damaging, but the death of America is a death by a thousand cuts. And so they sell the farm a little bit at a time, 1 acre at a time. But that'll be the demise of the United States. That and the Chinese, the communist Chinese's request for the West to disarm its citizenry. That was one of the conditions that the Chinese wanted to join the world order, was you can't have citizens having firearms because they can never be conquered that way. Indeed. All right, that's it for me, Rudy's Revelation. Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment down below, and follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Get Our Minds Through Social. See you tomorrow.
You can't handle the truth.
It's a conspiracy. Don't you know that? It's a conspiracy.